Meanwhile, one of those common council races will come down to absentee ballots. As WRVO's Ryan Delaney reports, aside from that one race, the rest of the common council stayed Democratic.
The two new faces we know of for sure in the common council are Pamela Hunter in an at-large spot and Chad Ryan in the 2nd District. Ryan won Pat Hogan's old seat. The 28-year-old beat out another young gun, Alex Walsh, who says he'll still be involved.
I see anything going on, I'll be sure to give him a call pretty quick. Let my voice be heard to my common councilor.
In the city's 1st District, it was a few dozen votes between incumbent Jake Barrett and 22-year-old Republican challenger Joe Carney as of earlier this morning. Being in such a close race is familiar territory for Barrett. He only won his first election by 12 votes.
I'm confident that things will work out, but I'm not proclaiming anything right now.
The other contested race was a rematch between Khalid Bey and the Green Party's Howie Hawkins. Bey ran away to win a second term. Hawkins says it's too early to know if he'll try a third time. Jean Kestner was elected to another term as councillor at large, despite not winning her party's nomination. She says it will be good to have more women in the chamber.
You're a woman, you can run for office, and you can win. And I think that's a wonderful message. Makes me feel good.
Bob Dougherty and Nader Maroon easily won re-election, as did Common Council President Van Robinson. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.